Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shumas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is going to learn B'chosav Shalom Yisrael and Zugosav Maris Yitiv Chol Yitzchal Atzeim. They should be benched with Asach Hatzlach and Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'shefa, and Cult of Selah, and B'chos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zecher to find Rezivik Hagon B'kar of Mamish. And this Mishnah gives us a rule which somewhat clarifies previous Mishnayos. Ein Tarmin Midavar Shenigmer Malachtai, Al Davar Shaloi Nigmer Malachtai. We're not going to take off Truma from something which already had Gemar Malacha, its processing has already been finished, onto something that hasn't had its processing finished. And not vice versa. Not from something that did not have its processing finished yet onto something that its processing was already finished. And also, no taking truma from something that didn't have Gemar Malacha onto something else that didn't have Gemar Malacha. Lichatchila, we have to take off truma from something that had Gemar Malacha onto something else that already had Gemar Malacha. However, Vim Tarmu, if truma was taken off, trumas and truma, it's still valid truma b'diavad. And now we've gone to Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Now the Pasuk says, I have given you the safeguarding of my true mice. We see the plural form is used, true mice. Two different trumas are being spoken about. What are we referring to here? Tahar and Tameh Truma. Obviously, a person has to take Truma off of produce which is Tahar, but what we're learning from here is that even if one's produce becomes Tameh, they still have to give Truma from that to the Kohen. And the Kohen's still allowed to benefit from it. He's not allowed to eat it, but he's allowed to burn it. He could use it as fuel for his fire or oil for his lamp, and therefore he has some sort of benefit from it. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Ein Tarmin Mitar Ala Tameh, no taking Truma from something which is Tahar onto something which is Tameh. Vim Tamer, however, if he did do so, Trumas and Truma, it's valid Truma. And the reason for this is as follows. There's another point with Truma that we have to know. Someone is only allowed to separate min hamukaf from something that is close or nearby. Let's say a guy has two piles, one in his house and the other in the office. He's not allowed to separate from one onto the other because they're not near each other. They're not min hamukaf. Therefore, the chachamim were geizer, no separating from tahar produce onto tamei produce. Even though the kohen gains over here because everything he's receiving is tahar, they were afraid that since some of this produce is tamei and he doesn't want them to be close enough that one could be mitamei the other, he might end up distancing them so far from each other that it's going to end up being considered shaloi min amukav. So therefore, lechatchila, no taking off from tahar onto tameh. And be'emes amru, in truth, they said, now an important rule to know is that almost every single time the Mishnah or Gemara says be'emes amru, that's talking about halacha l'moshe misinai. So here we have halacha l'moshe misinai, ha'igel shel dvela, if we have a fig cake, which is a whole bunch of figs pressed together into one big cake, shenitim miktasai, part of it became tameh. The way that part of it could become tameh is that even though these figs are connected, it's still not considered like one big clump of figs that everything would become tameh. So some of it's tameh, some of it's not. Tar min atar sheyeshbay al tameh sheyeshbay, one is allowed to take truma from the tahar part onto the tameh part. That's because for truma and mukef purposes, it is considered min hamukef. V'chein agudah shel yarak. So too, if we have a bundle of a whole bunch of vegetables, v'chein arema, also if we have a pile of grain, some of it's tahar, some of it's tameh, we are allowed to take off from the tahar onto the tameh. But let's say hayu shni igulim, he had two fig cakes, shtei agudais, two bundles of vegetables, shtei aremais, two piles of grain, achas tameh v'achas tahar, one of them tameh, one of them tahar, lo yisrei mizal zeh, he's not allowed to take off truma from one to the other, as we explained in the beginning of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tarmin min al tahar al tameh, we are allowed to take off truma from tahar onto tameh. Rabbi Eliezer isn't geyser that he might end up taking off truma shaloi min hamukif, and therefore we are allowed to take off from tahar onto tameh. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.